在两三个礼拜前有机会跟谭东平弟兄一起吃饭。
A couple of weeks ago, I had a chance to have dinner with Brother Pong.
我们就在一起分享到一些事情。
And we were sharing on some matters together.
觉得今天在这个不容易的时代里面。
We really feel that this is a tough time that we live in.
连许我们今天所所在的教会也有许多许多奇奇怪怪的事情。
Even in God's church today, there are a lot of strange things happening.
问题的原因。
The root of all these problems.
就是我们每个人都以自己为中心。
Is that each one of us see ourselves as the center.
所以我在这段时间在祷告的时候我就。
So in the past several weeks, as I pray, I was really seeking the Lord's word.
到底我们每个人心中的王是谁？
Truly, who is the king of our hearts?
我自己教会从去年年底也是发生很多事情。
In our church, many things have happened, even since the end of last year.
回顾很多事情的结果，就是我们没有把我们的主耶稣摆在我们心中做我们的王。
The problem that causes all these trouble is that we have not placed Lord Jesus as the King of our hearts.
我们从神的话语来看一些神在教会历史中所发生的事。
So today we'll look in His Word and look at what has happened in history.
第一处圣经在罗马书十三章第一节。
First place we'll read is in Romans chapter 13 verse 1.
我们有 PowerPoint 可以看哈。
You find the verses on the wall.
我还是弟兄姊妹，你们鼓励你们自己带圣经。
I always encourage you to have your own Bible with you.
有一些好的圣经可以把它记下来。
And you have a chance to write down some of the verses that you find precious.
罗马书十三章第一节说，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命定的。
Romans 13:1, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God.
在整个人类的历史里面，神一直在掌权在每一个世代里面。
In all of human history, God is in charge of each generation.
也掌权在每一个国家里面。
He's in charge of each country.
也掌权在每一个个人和教会里面。
He's in charge of each person, each church.
那这个神给我们一个学习的命令，就是顺服他。
The Lord is teaching us this command, which is to obey Him and be in subjection to Him.
我们最重要的一个功课就是学习来顺服神。
The most important lesson we all need to learn is to obey God.
无论是我们在这国家里面。
Whether it's to live in this country,
或者你在一个公司里面工作,
or if you're working in a certain company,
或者甚至于你在我们每个人的家庭当中,
or in each individual family,
很多人不服气，特别是国内出来的很不服气，妻子要顺服丈夫啊。
A lot of people have problem on the matter of obeying and submitting, such as a wife does not feel like she should submit to her husband.
其实这是一个并不有轻看姊妹的意思。
I'm not looking down on the sisters.
这是一种次序，一种和谐的一种美好。
It's a matter of order. It's a matter of harmony.
我常常听见一些弟兄姊妹在公司工作。
I often hear brothers and sisters who are working share with me.
他上面的那个主管，对他很不好。
That they're not being treated well by their bosses.
甚至于他觉得他的能力也没有他好强。
They even feel that the boss lacks experience, lacks ability.
但是他做很多事情他总是挑剔他。
And he picks on him all the time.
如果你不服的话，你就在那里工作得非常辛苦。
So if you have a difficult time subjecting to your boss, you have a difficult time at work.
我看到一篇短的文章，有一个人就在一个人的手下工作。
I read this article talking about one person working under his boss.
然后他去请教另外一个人。
And he asked a third party for an opinion on something.
他说你就好好在他手下学三年。
And that person said, work under your boss for 3 years.
三年以后，你把他所有的该学的公司里面所有东西都可以学到。
In 3 years, you can learn from him all the things you need to know about the company.
啊，你那时候你自己可以做老板。
And then you can take over his job.
啊，他就在那里顺服在那个那个手下。
So this person decided to subject himself under the hand of his boss.
他什么都学。
He learned everything.
啊，连这个印东西都自己去印。
Including learning how to copy things himself.
那么三年以后。那个公司就提升他做很高的职位。
3 years later, the company promoted him.
所以神有时候量给我们的环境，这是一个叫我们学习顺服的一个环境。
A lot of times the Lord measures an environment to us. In that environment, He requires us to learn to subject ourselves under others.
在基督徒的生命里面
，In the life of a Christian,
最大的一个罪的罪性就是不服。
The worst sin is not willing to obey and subject yourself under.
在救恩最高的一个救恩的最高点就是学习顺服。
And the highest part of learning of his salvation is for us learning to obey.
所以在我们基督徒的生命里面可能常常永远有两个王在我们心中。
So in a Christian's life, there's always two kings ruling in us.
一个就是我们自己。
One is ourselves.
我想我们每个人都很经验，很有经验，我们自己做王。
I think all of us have an experience of seeing ourselves as the king.
另外一个就是我们的神在我们心中做王。
The other is our Lord is the king of our hearts.
这个是需要去学习的。
That's something that we need to learn.
所以有的时候这个常常妻子会问说。我的丈夫这个样子我怎么能顺服他
A lot of times I hear wife ask the question How can I obey or be submissive to my husband who is like that
或者这个公司我的老板这个样子我怎么能顺服他
Or how can I listen to my boss if he's like that
但是有一个秘诀
But there's a secret
你不是顺服他你乃是顺服更高的那位顺服神
That is, you're not obeying this person, but you're obeying our God who is higher than these people.
所以这个我们常常在我们心中要有一个意念。
So you need to have this thought in your heart.
我们不是顺服人，乃是顺服神。
That we're not obeying people, we're obeying God.
今天在教会里面许多的事，我们不是要顺服人，乃是要顺服神。
The same way in many matters in church, you're not obeying the people around you, you're obeying God.
我非常喜欢一节圣经，就是诗篇33:12。
I very much like this verse in Psalm 33:12.
他说耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance.
我们从地上的历史中，我们也看见，以耶和华为神的那些国家都是非常先进，非常蒙祝福的。
Throughout history, you can see that the nations that choose the Lord as their God is usually the one that is blessed and prosperous.
我们今天成为神的儿女，蒙被神所拣选为他的产业。
Today we're called His children, we're His own inheritance, and we are a blessed people.
我们不但是神拯救我们成为他的儿女，而且我们成为他的产业。
Not only did God save us so that we can become His children, we also become His inheritance.
那神也是我们的产业。
And our Lord is our inheritance.
我想我们从美国的开国这许多先祖。敬畏神的人，他们立好一个非常好的一个国家的宪政。
The forefathers of this country were believers, and they established a very good foundation.
今天我们这些海外移民进来这些人，我们还享受到这些美国先祖的他们遗留下来的祝福。
Today, all of us immigrants were able to enjoy the wonderful blessings that the Lord had imparted upon this country because of its forefathers.
可惜美国逐渐逐渐在走向远离神。
But unfortunately, this country is on its way to turning away from God.
啊，昨天我收到一个 email， 从国一个姊妹从国内啊 email 给我。
Yesterday, I received an email from a sister from China.
啊，她复活节的时候在杭州想去参加一个家庭的。
She wanted to go to a family church meeting on Easter in Hangzhou.
但是那天聚会都取消了。
But they had canceled all the services on that day.
她就想到，她说我们在美国真的是太好了。
And so she was thinking how wonderful it would be to be in America.
我们任何时间都可以聚会。
That we can gather together and meet at any time.
我们任何时间都可以自由的。交通
You have a freedom to fellowship at any time.
我们任何的时间都可以读圣经
You have freedom to read your Bible at any time.
我们不在那个环境里面，我们不能经历到我们今天神赐给我们的自由和幸福。
We sometimes forget that the freedom the Lord has given us in this country because we're in this environment.
我们知道在以色列的历史里面
You know that in the history of the Israelites.
在四世纪特别二十一章二十五节那里，在四世纪里面有四次讲到，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Four times in Judges it's mentioned that at the time there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
这个个人任意而行，这个更好的翻译就是个人都照自己看为对的事去做。
So they ended up doing whatever they thought was right.
就是自己就是王。
So they themselves were the kings.
四世时代在以色列的历史里面是最荒凉、最黑暗的时代。
The generation of the judges in the Israelite history was one of the darkest and most desolate.
因为百姓远离神。
Because at the time people were far away from God.
所以神就兴起环境，兴起外邦的人来压制。来压制这些百姓。
So the Lord caused the Gentiles around them to oppress the people of Israel.
他们在苦难中呼求神。
And in their desperation, they cried out to God.
我们的神永远是怜悯为怀，所以就兴起士师来拯救他们。
And our Lord, being compassionate as He is, He raised up judges to rule them.
所以你去看四世纪，一直是这个。一直是这样的循环。
So if you read the book of Judges, you see the same thing repeats over and over.
原因在哪里
The reason is
就是四世纪最后一章最后一节说他们那时以色列中没有王个人任意而行
That's the last verse in the book that says at the time there's no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in his own eyes
意思就是自己为王
They themselves were the kings
以自己看为对的事就坚持自己要这样做
They did what they thought were right
不顾别人，也不顾神的心意。
With no regard for others or God's heart.
今天在教会中许多事情也是这样。
Today we see the same phenomenon in church.
那次跟庞弟兄在一起讲，今天我们在教会服事很不容易。
Was sharing with Brother Pong, seeing how difficult it is to serve in church in these days.
因为今天每个人都是王。
Because every one of you is a king.
要实行一件事情很不容易。
It's hard to get anything done.
那我们也知道，今天这一个时代就是一个在提摩太后书有讲到，这是一个末后危险的时代。
The time that we live in now is what was described in 2 Timothy as being a difficult end time.
那这是一个有。人专顾自己。
It's a time when people were lovers of themselves.
然后贪爱钱财。
They were lovers of money.
自夸狂傲。
They're boastful and arrogant.
然后我们随意谤读别人。
They were revilers.
我们也很不容易，这个常常把别人神的恩典忘记。
We often forget God's grace.
今天也是一个很容易被。罪恶耽误的一个时代。
It's very easy for us to be contaminated by evil.
所以，人类的堕落乃是以自我为中心。
The fall of man, the cause of the fall of man is self-centeredness.
人的最大的仇敌不是外别人，乃是自己。
The biggest evil in our life is not anyone else but ourselves.
在以色列的历史里面，在撒母耳记上八章五节到八节那里，有到跟十九节二十节那里讲到他们堕落的一个过程。
In 1 Samuel chapter 8, it speaks of the ways that the Israelites have fallen.
撒母耳记上八章五节到八节，你年纪老迈了，你的儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立个王治理我们，像列国一样。撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们，他就祷告耶和华。耶和华对撒母耳说，百姓向你说的一切话你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。自从我领他们出埃及到如今，他们常常离弃我，侍奉别神。现在他们向你所行的，是照他们素来所行的。
In 1 Samuel chapter 8 from verse 5 to 8, And they said to him, Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations. But the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, Listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them, like all the deeds which they have done since the day I brought them up from Egypt even to this day, in that they have forsaken me and served other gods. So they're doing to you also.
第八章十九节二十节，百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话，说不然我们定要一个王治理我们，像使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
Also in chapter 8 verses 19 and 20, Nevertheless, the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, and they said, No, but there shall be a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles.
我们知道在四世纪之前，在撒母耳之前，他们以色列的百姓都是以耶和华为神的。
You know that before the times of Samuel and before the times of the judges, the Lord was ruling as king over the people of Israel.
所以这个时候到撒母耳的时代，就是他们在立扫罗王之前，他们有这样一个要求。
And now at this time, at the time of Samuel, before King Saul was established, the people had this request.
我每次读到这一段，耶和华对撒母耳说的话，我就心里面觉得实在是非常的伤痛。
Each time as I read this passage of what the Lord said to Samuel, I always feel very saddened.
他说，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是不要厌弃我，乃不要我做他们的王。
The Lord said, For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them.
所以这个以色列百姓从这个时候，他们不以耶和华神为他们的王。
So the Israelites no longer regarded the Lord as their king.
我们知道后来整个以色列就在一种被掳的光景里面。
And you know that later on the Israelite nation were exiled into other Gentile countries.
但是感谢神，在这个被掳的光景里面，有许多的人还是以耶和华为神。
But thank the Lord that during their days of exile, there were still people who regarded the Lord as their king.
你看在尼希米、但以理，
people like Nehemiah or Daniel,
他们在服侍，虽然在被掳中服侍外邦的神，
even though they had to serve
外邦的王，
even though they had to serve a Gentile king during their days in exile,
但是他们心中有一个王是耶和华神。
But there is a king in their hearts that is the Lord.
所以他们还是可以侍奉神。
So they can still serve the Lord.
像早期约瑟，我觉得在圣经的记载里面，约瑟是一个非常美的一个过程。
I remember the story of Joseph in the Bible.
他在约瑟在被卖到埃及做奴隶的时候。
When he was sold as a slave into Egypt.
你从他的一生到他的年，到他的最后最后的终了， 你看他神耶和华神一直与他同在。
In all of his life, through all the years of his life, the Lord was always with him.
他在被卖到埃及，在波提法的家中为奴。
When he was sold into Egypt, he was a slave in the house of Potiphar.
他被引诱。
He was tempted.
他被诬告。
And he was wrongly accused.
他被下在监里。
And he was sent to jail.
他每一个时间当中，他心中有一个王。
In each stage of his life, there was a king in his heart.
任何的环境，因为这个王在里面，所以任何的环境都不能叫他跌倒。
Because he has his king in his heart, regardless of his environment, he did not fall.
如果你好好去看约瑟的故事，他在波提法家中虽然是一个奴仆，但是他是一个王的生命在他里面。
So if you read his story, you'll find that even though he was a slave in the household of Potiphar, he had the life of the king in him.
他被诬告，然后下在监狱里面。他在监狱里面，虽然是一个囚犯，但是他活出来却是一个王的生命。
When he was wrongly accused and jailed, even though he was a prisoner, but you can still see he had the life of the king in him.
所以我们心中的王是非常非常重要的。
It's important to know who the king of our hearts is.
叫我们活出跟别人不一样的生活。
So we can live a life that's different than others.
任何的环境都不能叫我们改变。
Regardless of our environment, they cannot change us.
今天我们周围的环境非常非常的险恶。
Today we live in a difficult time.
如果我们心中以自己为王，我们没有办法胜过今天这个试探和引诱。
If we regard ourselves as the king, it's hard for us to overcome all the temptations of this world.
如果我们所信的这位神在我们心中，我们把他摆成最主要的地位来管理我们。
If you put the God in whom you believe as in a position of king in your life and allow him to reign over us,
那我们就被保守。蒙祝福。
Then you will be protected and blessed.
到了今天，我们再看哥林多后书第四章第四节。
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
他说：“此等不信的人被世界的神弄瞎了眼睛，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。”基督本是神的像，这一处告诉我们，今天在地上还有世界的王。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, in whose case the godless world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So we see that there is a God in this world.
这个世界的神就是弄瞎我们心灵的眼睛。
The God of this world has blinded the eyes of our hearts.
就是让我们看不见神的荣耀，基督耶稣的荣耀。
So we're no longer able to see the glory of Christ.
所以，如果我们没有把神放在我们心中作王，我们就像一个瞎子一样。
So if you did not place God as the in a position of king in your life, then you are like a blind man.
我们今天活在这个世代里面。我们以今世的事物为我们生活的目的。
We live for the things of this world.
彼得前书五章八节。彼得前书五章八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
今天这个世代是一个非常花巧的世代。
These days, things are very tricky.
用撒旦用各样的方法要把神的儿女掳去。
Satan uses all kinds of methods trying to lure away God's children.
我们知道，如果你是一个属天的基督徒，魔鬼就不能吞吃你。
You know that if you are a true Christian that belongs to the heavens, then the devil will have no power over you.
如果你是个属地的基督徒， 那魔鬼在遍地游行，随时就可以吞噬我们。
But if you're a Christian who still belongs to the earth, you know that the devil prowls around the earth looking for someone to devour.
啊，很多人形容我们教会或者基督徒在地上却不属于这个地。
Many people describe Christians as being living in the world but not of this world.
在世界却不属这个世界。
To live in this world but not be of it.
我想懂就是懂，不懂就是不懂。
I think if you get it, you get it, the statement. If you don't get the statement, you will never get it.
因为神的话就是这样讲。
This is what the word of God says.
我们可以在地上过正常的吃喝各样的生活。
You can live a normal life on earth. You can eat things, you can drink things.
但是我们生活人生的目标和人生的意义不是为着今天的。
But the purpose and goal of your life is not for the things of this world.
所以基督徒需要有一个眼光，从今世能够看到永世。
So for Christians, we need to have this eyesight that look beyond this world and into the heaven.
你看今天这个世界，这个世界的潮流，很多很多吸引。
In this world, there are many trends that attract us.
这个以前都是化妆，都是女人的事。
In the past, only women used cosmetics.
啊，今天很多男人都去化妆。
These days, a lot of men use cosmetics.
这个鼻子不够高了，眼睛不够大了。
Their nose bridge is not high enough. Their eyes are not big enough.
我前天说有一个女的耳朵上面打了13个洞。
The other day, I saw a woman with 13 holes in her ears.
我的耳朵很大，她比我还大。
I have a big ear, but hers will be bigger than mine with all the things in them.
你看见那些球星哈，这些打球的像 Michael Jordan 这些，耳朵上都有一个什么金刚钻，对不对？钻石。
A lot of the ball players, they wear big diamonds in their ears.
这些很普通。
It's very normal these days.
有时候看见一些这个眼皮上面打个钉子，这个鼻子上面打个钉子，嘴唇舌头上面打个钉子，很多，对不对？
And it's very common to see people with piercings in their eyebrows, in their nose, even in their tongues.
我觉得，你觉得舒不舒服？
Does that seem comfortable for you to look at?
我觉得很不舒服的。
To me, it's very uncomfortable.
这个是这个 abuse 你的自己。
I feel like someone's abusing their own bodies.
Yeah, 所以我们知道世界的潮流，很多人不是自己愿意，还是世界的潮流推着你走。
I think a lot of people do these things not because they willingly do them, but that's the trend of the world that pushes them that way.
今天一个。活在神面的一个基督徒今天应该对这个世代有一个非常明显的一个感觉。
A person who is a Christian living before the Lord, they ought to have this reaction to the things of the world today.
我们应该对这个周围这个世界有一个更深的认识。
We have to have a deeper understanding of what's happening around us.
许多的现象都很不正常。
There are a lot of abnormal phenomena around us.
我想我们最感受的就是天气整个都不正常。
One is the strange things that's happening in weather.
四月中了，东岸还在下雪。
It's mid-April and it's still snowing on the East Coast.
好像听说那个 New Mexico 也在下雪。
And I even heard that there's snow in New Mexico.
太多不正常，对不对？
A lot of abnormal things happening.
我不知道你们有没有去看一下马太福音。24, 25, 26, 3章圣经。
I don't know if you ever studied Matthew chapters 24 to 26.
他那是讲到门徒们问主耶稣，主再来前的一些预兆。
This is what the Lord's response is to his disciples' question for signs of his second coming.
你今天这个时代，你就如果去看了马太福音24章，这许多现象今天就在我们眼前。
If you read Matthew 24, you see that all these things that the Lord has described are occurring before our eyes.
上个礼拜日本大地震。
Last week, there was an earthquake in Japan.
这个礼拜墨西哥大地震。
This week, there was an earthquake in Mexico.
很多现象都让我们因为电视很方便，一打开就看到。
And we're able to see all these things on television.
但是我们看到里面有没有什么感觉
But as we view these news, how do we feel about them?
主耶稣在马太福音二十二五二六就是叫我们要警醒要预备
The Lord calls for us in these three chapters of Matthew to be on alert
警醒乃是对这个世界有一个深入的认识
To be on alert means to have a deeper understanding of the things that's happening in the world
预备乃是让我们知道怎样在这个幕后的时代里面过一个正常的基督徒生活
To be prepared means that we ought to learn how to live a normal Christian life in this abnormal world
什么是正常的基督徒生活
And what is a normal Christian life
就是让基督在我们心中来做王管理我们
That is allow the Lord Jesus to be the king of our hearts
我们看一下这个主耶稣基督是王的家谱马太福音第一章第一节
Let's look at the genealogy of Jesus that tells us that he's the king
我们知道马太福音第一章第一节说到亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙后裔子孙原文都是做儿子那么耶稣基督的家谱其实英文它比较清楚是大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的子孙
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah
我们知道
The son of David The son of Abraham
我们知道四本福音书两本福音书有家谱
We know that of the four gospel books Two of them have genealogies
马太福音是讲到耶稣是王的后裔
The book of Matthew speaks of Jesus as the son of a king
所以马太福音就是 讲到耶稣是王
So Matthew mentions Jesus as the king.
那马可福音是讲到耶稣是仆人。
Mark focuses on Jesus as the servant.
所以仆人没有家谱的。
So as a servant, the servants don't usually have a record of its genealogy.
路加福音讲到耶稣是人，人子。
The Gospel of Luke focuses on Jesus as the Son of Man.
所以他人有家谱的，一直追溯到亚当。
So there is a genealogy in Luke tracing all the way back to Adam.
约翰福音是讲到神的儿子。
The Gospel of John focuses on Jesus as the Son of God.
神的儿子从永远到永远，他是没有家谱的。
The Son of God is from forever to forever, so there is no record of genealogy.
所以圣经很早就预言，在以赛亚书七章十四节就很早就预言说主要给你们一个兆头。必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的。
Very early on in Isaiah, there was a promise that says the virgin will be with child, and she will give his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这是预言。到了路加福音一章三十二、三十三节的时候，这个预言就应验。
That prophecy was fulfilled in Luke chapter 1 verses 32 to 33.
他要称为至高的儿子，主。主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永永远远。他的国也没有穷尽。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.
马太福音第二章一到六节。
Matthew Chapter 2 from verse 1 to 6.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个波士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。”希律王听见，心里就不安；耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士。问他们说基督当生在何处他们回答说在犹太的伯利恒因为这有先知记着说犹太的地的伯利恒啊你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来牧养我以色列的民
In Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to 6 Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judah, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
在路加福音二章十到十一节，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。”
In Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
我们知道在整个旧约的历史里面，从神呼召亚伯拉罕跟亚伯拉罕立约。
You know that in the history of the Old Testament, from the day that God called out to Abraham and established his covenant with him,
要救赎以色列人。
The covenant that is to save his people Israel.
讲到那一个后裔，讲到那一个王。
From that day on, he has mentioned that seed, the king.
经过以色列的历史，从一个呼召亚伯拉罕一个人成为一个家族，然后成为一个民族。
And from that day on, Abraham, this one person, became a family and became a nation.
神的约虽然是跟亚伯拉罕一个人立的，但是是为着整个以色列民的。
Even though the covenant was with Abraham, but that covenant was for all Israelites.
到了先知书的时候，你看这个约不仅是为着以色列这个国，而且是为着万国的。
And at the time of the prophets, you see that the covenant is no longer just for the Israelites, but it's for all the nations.
所以到路加福音的时候，他就讲到，他说报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
So that's why in Luke we see that this good news of great joy will be for all the people.
是为着我们每一个人啊，为着全地啊，神爱世人啊，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It's for all the people. So because God so loved the world that He would give Him His only Son, so all would be saved, and none would perish.
啊，这是神在历史里面一直。要做我们的王。
This is we see through history how God always wants to be our king.
其实在以色列的历史里面，我们常常神常常呼召我们，他做我们的神，我们做他的子民。
And in the history of Israelites, you see that He often says to them, "I'm your king, you're my people."
我们天神是我们的父，我们是神的儿女。
That he calls himself our father and we are his children.
其实一样的意思。我们他是我们的王，我们是神的子民。
It all means the same thing that He is our King and we are His people.
最奇妙的一处圣经是在约翰福音十九章十九到二十节。
A interesting passage is in John chapter 19.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
This is Jesus about to be crucified on a cross.
比拉多用在十字架的上面钉了一个牌子。
Pilate wrote an inscription and put a plaque over his cross.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒耶稣。有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与神相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马。希尼里三样文字写的。
Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek.
罗马文也是，可能是就是拉丁文。
Latin is probably a language for the Romans at the time to read.
我们从这许多来看，我们如何来自己回到我们的里面，用最真诚的心来问我们心中谁在做王。
As we read all these scriptures, we need to return to ourselves and ask, who is the Lord of our hearts? Who is the King of our hearts?
不光是我们在这个时候。
Not just right now.
我们在每一天的实际的生活里面。
But in your everyday life.
你有没有让主耶稣在我们心中做我们的王？
Have you allowed Lord Jesus to be the king of your heart?
还是很多时候都是我们自己做王？
Or are you still the king of your own life?
所以我们的生活就 不快乐，不满足。
Then you find that your life is not fulfilling or is not happy.
你如果有个愿意的心，让耶稣在你心中做你的王来管理你。
If you're willing to have Jesus as the king of your heart to have reign over you.
我们做基督徒实在是非常有福的。
Then it's really blessed to be a Christian.
如果你有一个这么好的王来管理我们的生活。
If you have such a great king who is in charge and in control of all your life,
你胜不过的，他都帮我们胜过。
Is there anything that you can't overcome, he can overcome for you.
所以刚才我们开头的时候，很多的诗歌都是讲到圣灵。
Earlier, as we begin our worship, we sang a lot of songs about the Holy Spirit.
神赐给我们三样宝贵的东西。
God's given us three very precious things.
第一个，他赐给我们他的独生爱子，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
When he gave us his only son, who for our sin died on the cross.
叫我们信他的人成为神的儿女。
So all who believe in him can be called the children of God.
你知道神的儿女是一件非常非常荣耀的事情。
You know, it's a very glorious thing to be called a child of God.
我想你我们不太愿意说去做布希的儿女，对不对？
None of us would want to be the child of President Bush.
但是很多人，我记得上去年那个中国的那个总理是胡锦涛来的时候。
I recall last year when the President of China, Hu Jintao, came for a visit.
有到微软。
He went to visit Microsoft.
我们教会一个姊妹。刚好一个照片跟胡锦涛照在一起。
A sister in our church took a picture with the president of China.
就 post 在这个电脑里面。
And she posted this picture.
我们以地上这些觉得是很荣耀。
We find such glory in being with someone of that stature on earth.
但是我们是神的儿女，我们有这么有没有这种很荣耀的感觉？
But do you feel such glory to be called a child of God?
你如果有这样荣耀的感觉，你到哪里你的脸都发光的。
If you feel that way, then your face should be shining wherever you go.
所以我有时候跟以前年轻的时候常说，我们有一个王牌，就是主耶稣在十字架上的王牌。
I always tell the young people that we have a trump card, that is the Lord is our King.
如果你到一个地方，你就表明你是基督徒。
If you, everywhere you go, you declare yourself a Christian.
那个王牌就挂起来了。
And this trump card, this plaque, hangs over you.
当然你要小心一点。
But do be careful.
因为人家就用不同的要求来要求你。
Because people will have a different requirement for you.
其实这是对我们来是一个祝福。
But that is also a blessing to us.
我们就要小心来靠这个我们的王来生活。
We ought to live carefully by our Lord.
免得羞辱他，我们应该是荣耀他。
So that we don't bring shame to His name, but glorify His name.
我不知道你们车子上有没有常常贴一个什么一条鱼上面有什么 Jesus 这些。
I don't know if any of you have this little gadget that you stick to your car, which is in the shape of a fish.
如果你贴了的话，你要开车要小心一点。
If you have one of these, then do be careful when you drive.
我上个礼拜听一个牧师讲道。
Last week I heard this sermon.
他说他在20多年前，他还很年轻的时候。
This pastor said during his sermon that when he 27 years ago when he was a young person.
他这个聚完会出去，在一个十字路口。
He was driving and he was approaching a crossroad after church service.
他看见他们那个早上讲道的牧师按喇叭赶前面的车子。
He saw the pastor in a car who just shared that morning honking his horn in his car.
还开了窗户，还大声吼他。
Had his window rolled down, was yelling at the car in front of him.
那我后来那个牧师就看到他。
So he saw the pastor of his youth doing that.
就很不好意思。
And he felt quite ashamed and embarrassed.
我们如果要把王牌挂出来，对我们是一个约束。
So we have the plaque of the king, and it's also a way to give us some self-control.
所以你无论在哪里，你应该告诉他， 表明你是神的儿女。
Wherever you go, you have to behave in a way that fits your declaration of being a child of God.
我们在地上, 无论是在个人家中, 无论是在教会中, 我们每做一件事情的时候, 我们是以自我为中心呢, 还是寻求神的心意?
In everything you do, whether it's in your families or in church, when you do something, do you behave as if you are the king of your own life or God is the king?
我们生活在地上, 我们有没有被这个世界的神弄瞎了我们的眼睛?
Have our eyes been blinded by the God of this world?
我们只看见这些暂时的, 啊, 看不见那个永远的。
We see only the temporary, we don't see the eternal.
神乃是要我们看见, 啊, 那个永远的。
God wants us to see the eternal things.
啊, 有人说这个传道书看了这个叫人很灰心。
A lot of people say when they read Ecclesiastes, it makes them very depressed.
其实传道书就是叫你看到日光之下都是虚空。
But what Ecclesiastes wants to show you is that it's all vanity under the sun.
所以要你去追求的日光之上永恒的事。
To urge you to strive for that is those that are above the sun, the eternal things.
我们今天在我们的实际生活里面, 啊, 我们人生的目标, 让神来做我们的王。
Today in our practical living, our goal is to for the Lord to be our king.
你才能够真正享受到神的祝福。
Then you can truly experience his blessing.
神的祝福就是把喜乐、平安、满足的生活赐给我们。
In his blessing, he gives us a joyful and satisfying life.
愿意弟兄姊妹能够在天天的生活中学习。 让他做我们的王。
May all of us learn to allow the Lord to be our king in our lives.
特别去就是买一个 on sale 的东西也要问问你的王。
Even if you're shopping, buying something that's on sale, check with your king.
不要贪小便宜。
Don't be greedy.
不然你的仓库、你的车库、车子停不进去，都是东西。
Otherwise, you have no room for your car in your garage, be filled with stuff.
我觉得美国有个很好的习惯, 他们要就是 garage sale, 要就是捐给别人。
I think the idea of the American idea of garage sale and of donating things is great.
家里东西越少越好。
Simplify your life. The less stuff you have, the better.
过一个简朴的生活是最幸福的生活。
A simple life is a happy life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们是何等大的祝福。
You gave us such great blessing.
你不但差遣你的儿子救赎我们。
Not only did you send your son to come and save us.
你赐给我们圣经，你的话语教导我们。
You also give us your Bible and your word to teach us.
更感谢你把圣灵赐给我们来做我们的主。
Even more thankful that the Holy Spirit has come to be the Lord.
来做我们的王。
To reign as King in our hearts.
圣灵要在凡事上来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us in all things.
愿主让我们常常能够宝贵你自己的同在。
Will help us to find your presence precious with us.
让我们在人生的旅程中 能够越过越爱慕你的自己。
So that as we continue journeying on this life, we will have even more desire for you.
让你来做我们个人的王。
That you be the king of our lives.
叫我们过蒙福的生活。
That we can live a blessed life.
愿你在教会中被作王。
And may you also be the king of church.
让教会蒙你的祝福。
That your church will be blessed by you.
就能够让我们有个学习的心。
Oh, give us a teachable heart.
让我们天天能够愿意把我们自己放在一边。
That we're willing to daily set aside ourselves.
让你能够真正做我们的王。
And let you to truly be king in our lives.
享受做神儿女的 荣耀, 自由生活。
That we can enjoy this life of glory and freedom to be a child of God.
求主圣灵常常提醒我们。
Pray for the Holy Spirit to often remind us.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.